Let's check in on the Winter Olympics. Today was a very good day for the U.S. women's hockey team. They dismantled Finland with a 5-0 shutout to advance to the gold medal game. NPR's Russell Lewis joins us from Pyeongchang. And Russell, first of all, this U.S.-Finland game, it was a rout, but that doesn't even really begin to describe it. So tell us more about the game.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the U.S. really came in, you know, on a mission. I mean, really, since this tournament began, the whole point of what they've been angling for is to get back to the gold medal game. And they proved it against Finland today that this is something that they just wanted to do. They scored 2 goals right off the bat, and then within a minute scored 2 more goals, and that was it. You know, then it's 4-0, and then they could just sort of coast. And, you know, the U.S., you know, was saying that they weren't really looking ahead to the gold medal game, but in reality, they were really planning to do that, and that's what they've done, is they've gone back to the gold medal game, and they've got a familiar opponent that they'll be playing.
Ah, Canada, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a surprise that these two teams are going to be playing each other. Canada is the dominant number one. They have won the last 4 gold medals at these Olympics. You know, and we should say that, you know, the United States has medaled in every Olympics since they added women's hockey back in 1998. They won gold in 98. So, you know, here they are again, both the U.S. and Canada getting ready to square off, and it should be, you know, one great game coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to it because 2 fantastic teams on the ice there. Let's switch now, if we can, to alpine skiing, because the weather has been a major problem for skiers. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, so the weather was really bad the first week. It was particularly cold, but it was also very, very windy. And, you know, here we are again learning that, you know, one of the key events is been moved up from Friday to Thursday, which, you know, affects American skier Michaela Schifrin. You know, she pulled out of the downhill, which is going to be raced on Wednesday, so that she can just focus on the alpine combined, which is now moved up from Friday to now Thursday. So, you know, these weather delays are really sort of creating all sorts of havoc, you know, both for organizers, but then also for the skiers, you know, having to sort of figure out which discipline do they want to try to go at, because it is difficult to sort of ski, you know, on back-to-back days, you know, at this level.
Now, one last thing, Russell, if I can, because Russian athletes are competing in these games under an Olympic flag, the Olympic athletes of Russia, because of the doping scandal that's been plaguing Russian athletics. And now one of these Winter Games athletes is facing a doping charge, and this is a curling athlete?
Yeah, so this is one of the Russian curlers who won bronze. It was Alexander Krushnetsky. He has failed at least one of the 2 drug tests that they're required to take. And because of that, there's, you know, once again, a cloud over these Olympics about Russia. And, you know, here you go again. And lots of questions are being asked about it, and certainly frustration from the IOC side as well.
NPR's Russell Lewis speaking to us from Pyeongchang, South Korea. Russell, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.